بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. Respected brothers in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله, we're continuing on the lessons of tajweed or pronunciation of the Quran, and we began the subject of the letters of the Jawf or the cave or hollow cavity. And the three letters of the Jawf, they're summarized in the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nuhiha. Nuhiha. The waw, nu, with a dhamma before it, hi, the ya with a kasra before it, and ha, the alif with a fatha before it. So we spoke last time about the alif and how the alif is elongated. And we also spoke about the ya, how the ya is elongated. And now today, inshallah, we'll speak about the waw and how we sometimes elongate the waw. Important rule when talking about the mud letters is that in Arabic, when reciting the Quran, we have to be careful when we elongate letters. We don't want to elongate a waw or a dhamma if there's no waw after it. There's no elongation. If you have a dhamma, for example, the first ayah, if we look at the noon in these three ayahs, lakum dinukum, there's a noon with a dhamma on it, so it's pronounced short. As somebody said, lakum dinukum, dinukum, then they elongated it, there's no waw after it. So lakum dinukum wa liyadin. In the second ayah, Inna arsalna nuhan. Here we have the waw, and this is called waw and madiyah. The waw with the dhamma before it, so we elongate it two beats. Two beats, but not more than that, not less than that. Inna arsalna nuhan. If somebody said, Inna arsalna nuhan, this would be incorrect. If somebody said, Inna arsalna nuhan, that would also be incorrect. See how the mud, it has a specific length in the Arabic language. Ina qawmihi an anzir. The third ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Noon. Six beats. Here you see how the waw, it's not written, but it's pronounced noon, waw, with a long mud over it, and then another noon. So here the waw is elongated six harakas. Noon. If you make it less than that, or more than that, it would be incorrect. So this is an example of how we pronounce the noon, or the dhamma. If you look at these three ayahs. In the first ayah, is there any mud on the noon? Is there any elongation on the noon? Lakum dinukum. No elongation. In the second ayah, is there any elongation on the noon?
The waw.
Two beats, right? And the third ayah, how many beats? Six beats on the noon, or on the waw. So this is basically the rule of the waw of mud, inshallah ta'ala. So, again, in the waw of mud, where is it pronounced from? Where does the waw when you make
the cave
of the mouth, right?
Yeah.
What's it called in Arabic?
Jawf.
The Jawf. Very good. Very good. MashaAllah. Okay? Would anybody like to pronounce any of these ayahs, inshallah? Yeah? Can I start, brother? Oh, actually, maybe I start. Is that okay? You want to start?
Yeah.
Okay, inshallah. So start on the right, there's more barakah, inshallah. Blessings, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لكم دينكم ولي دين.
Very good. One other small rule is whenever you have a dhamma, and with especially the mud in Arabic, you have to circle your lips slightly. لكم دينكم. It gives the waw the full, the good sound, the dhamma, full sound. say lakam dinukam without making the circle, the dhamma is not full. Lakum dinukum.
Lakum dinukum waliyadin.
Yes. And all of these things have been passed down to us from our scholars, with going back to Prophet Muhammad. So this is part of preservation of the noble Qur'an.
Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi an anzir.
Okay, so ra thin or thick in this ayah, in the end?
Thin.
Right. Anzir.
An anzir.
Very good. Wow.
Noon.
Very good. Wow. Yeah, that's an ayah from the Quran, right? Yes. Subhanallah. Okay, Zakallah for
Lakum deenukum waliyadeen.
Dhamma on the noon. Deenukum.
Lakum deenukum waliyadeen. Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi an anzir.
Yes, very good.
Noon.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair, man. I reward you, brother. Maybe brother Justin can memorize the third ayah. Noon. So if you're reciting that when you're praying the Salah, you don't know any other surah, you can say Noon. That's, you know, short surah, short ayah you can memorize, right? It's an ayah. Noon is one of these. SubhanAllah, actually, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He begins some of His surahs in the Quran with abbreviated letters, they call it. Huruf al-Muqatta'ah. Each of these letters is actually a miracle from Allah. It has a great meaning, but it's not something that we cannot say definitely we know the meaning of. It's one of the miracles of the Quran where we cannot be definite about saying that this is the meaning. But most of the ulama, they say there are signs from Allah, especially for the people who didn't accept the Quran, that these letters are put in the beginning of the surahs to show the greatness of the Quran. That they have, no one else can use these letters and produce a Quran like it. That's one of the wisdoms behind placing them in the beginning of the surahs.
لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَدِينَ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ أَنْ أَنْذِرْ.
Good. There's one small rule on the hiding of the noon in the land. أَنْذِرْ.
أَنْذِرْ.
When we hide the noon, I put the tongue close to the makhraj of the zaan, the makhraj of the letter we're hiding in. Anvir.
Anvir.
That's how you hide it completely. When you put your tongue there, that's very good. And then the man reward you. It's a lot of reward for learning how to recite the Quran. A lot of ajr.
Lakum dinukum waliyadin.
Dinukum.
Lakum dinukum waliyadin.
Very good.
Inna arsalna.
Inna arsalna. Inna arsalna.
Inna arsalna Nuhan.
Nuhan. More air in the ha. Namakhraj. Nuhan.
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 Nuhan. Illa qawmihi.
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 Qawmihi. Qawmihi.
Qawmihi.
Back. This is your tongue. All the way in the back. Qawmihi.
Qawmihi.
Not qaw, because that comes from your throat. Qawmihi. Qawmihi.
Qawmihi.
Yes.
Anzir.
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 Good.
Noon.
Very good. Exactly. Okay. Okay, Brother Justin, well, how about just the third ayah?
The moon.
The moon, right. It's six beats. So let's see if we can say it out.
Noon.
Noon. And that's one of the letters of the Arabic language. I guess you could say like N-O-O-O-N in English. But it's the length you pronounce it is six beats. I'll try it again. Very good. It was a little bit shorter. When you say one beat, it means like 1 second, basically. So some letters, you make them long. Some places, this is a lesson for today, is that some places you make the elongation very short. In some places you make it medium length, some places you make it long. There's different rules on how to do that. But basically the word, the verse of Allah in the Quran, Noon, there's a rule on it that you pronounce it six beats. So you're saying noon, something like that. Inshallah. Exactly. So you memorize your first ayah, your first verse, inshallah. That's good.
لكم دينكم دينكم ولي دين. إنا أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه أن أنذر.
Okay, then is a little bit, put the tongue outside. أنذر.
أنذر.
No.
نون.
No. Very good, mashallah. Zakallah khair. This is Brother Luqman. Yeah, next one.
لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ. Can I sound this last
beam? Yes. Okay. That's right. Six beats. That's also a mark.
Second
verse. That's an optional one. You can make it up to six, two. I'm sorry, up to five. Four or five. Two, four or five. For today is to, when you have the Dhamma, it's very short, one beat. When you have the Dhamma with a wow after it, two beats. And when you have a Dhamma with a wow with an elongation, a mud, six beats. These are the different ways of elongating the Quran. And may Allah bless you with the Quran Al-Azim. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And Allah knows best. Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah reward you, brothers, for staying, inshallah. It's very nice to see you.